This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Rent control fights are popping up all over California for affordable housing. I may be meeting with organizers in Detroit about how to convert abandoned houses into affordable housing and land contracts into mortgages, but it was heartening to read on the plane about the activity in a number of communities, including the capital city of Sacramento, to bring some order to rental pricing in the form of rent controls. Reading the piece in the New York Times seemed like old home week as well. There was Davin Cardenas in Santa Rosa ready to go back to the well and turn an earlier narrow defeat into a hopeful victory this time around. There were pictures of organizers pushing an initiative campaign in Sacramento from ACE, the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, the former California ACORN, who were the field troops in the campaign there. In fact, there was the Los Angeles AIDS Healthcare Coalition, where I'd interviewed an organizer about their innovative persuasive canvassing operation lab on Wage World for KABF a couple of years ago. There's hope for tenants on the West Coast. Not that it's easy. Santa Rosa had won rent protection and rate security from the city council there, but faced an onslaught led by the real estate interests to put them through a ballot proposition and an expensive campaign, which they narrowly lost in recent years. But that was before horrific fires in the area have brought the issue back to the forefront, as rents have soared with families desperate for housing during the rebuilding. Cardenas reports that people are knocking down the community organization's doors, imploring them to try again and bring it to the ballot themselves. The fight is never over until it's won. In Sacramento, organizers are clearly worried about making the 50,000 number for the signature goal to get the rent increase on the ballot there. That's not a good sign, though they are clearly in it to win it as well. Too often, a difficult signature campaign leaves too much energy and resources on the streets and not enough gas in the tank to wage a winning campaign. Win or lose, the organization will build power in Sacramento in a process that would put tenants in a much stronger position for the future there. This is a national crisis, not a California one. In too many areas, states have tried to preemptively take away the prospects for rent control so that real estate lobbyists can stack the deck in the state legislature to prevent organizations and our allies to outflank them at the city level, where the rents are soaring and gentrification is out of this world. Just as we have seen in the effort to raise minimum wages in cities, apartment owners associations have also followed the ALEC, National Restaurant Association, small business groups in blocking city home rule capacity in the area of rents in more than half the states. That's not an excuse, of course. There are other policy avenues, impact areas like in Scotland, more aggressive zoning, community benefit requirements, and tax incentives for capping costs on developments, among other options. The fight is expanding. You can even see evidence in the language. In Scotland, it's an ACORN-affiliated campaign called Living Rent, which speaks to the issue of rent that has to be affordable, like wages have to be sufficient for living. Even the headline in the Times spoke of affordable living rather than affordable housing. People are catching up with this crisis, and that's a good sign for all of us engaged in these campaigns. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.